Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies. Ladies and gentlemen, it's our delight to have you on board with us today as once again we face the issues. Today we're going to be talking about a mother's influence in celebration of Mother's Day. We need to talk about what the Bible says about a mother. A Mother's Day broadcast today. May I remind you that as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. It is the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. Jesus said to his disciples in John 8:31 and 32, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." Further, he makes the statement in John 17:17, "Thy word is truth." So it's the truth of the Word of God, ladies and gentlemen, that ought to motivate and direct our lives. Multitudes reject truth, refuse to hear truth, do not want to have anything to do with truth. They may or may not realize that's their position, but it's something that is very real and relevant today. And we understand George Orwell in his dystopian novel of 1984 that said, title 1984, said the further society drifts from the truth, the more we'll hate those who speak it. We need to understand that's exactly what is taking place in our society today, is rejecting the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the truth of God. It is the truth of the Lord, according to the Scripture in John, and in Psalms 117 and verse 2. It says, "And the truth of the Lord endureth forever." Some of the things we'll be talking about today is good evidence of that. We'll talk about what the Scripture says about a mother, and I like to talk about the ones in Proverbs 31, what I call the Mrs. Far Above Ruby's mother. If you have your Bible and you're not driving, pull your Bible out. We're going to be looking at several texts in relationship to a mother's influence. A mother's influence. But it was the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus, that made the statement, "Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death." And that's our challenge each and every day on this broadcast. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with a full line of Honda generators. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about professional lawn care as well as homeowner lawn care equipment. They can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right here in the heart of Mandarin. It's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a gigantic flagpole, 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory, the U.S. flag flowing 24/7. At the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, wait, wait. It's some good news, ladies and gentlemen. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the family of Tools for Time to be off on Sunday to worship with their families in the house of God, as God ordained it, that they can be with their families and others in church as they worship on Sunday. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is now hiring. Drop by Tools for a Time at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Make your application for employment. Wait to see what God does in placing you in the home with the home of Tools for a Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, right after the brief monologue today, I'm going to be inviting you, our listener, to participate in this broadcast. You can do so by calling in immediately following the monologue, calling in 831-0917. Love to hear from you, your brief testimony about your mother, what your mother has meant to you, the influence your mother has had on your life, some of the things you do today, some of the things that you recall today, some of the practices you have inculcated in your life based on your mother's influence. We'll be talking about that today, and we'll invite your call, your participation in this broadcast as we celebrate Mother's Day. Ladies and gentlemen, although we are in a position today that we're wrestling with what I call the chaos, the confusion, and the calamity in the world, yet we can pause to celebrate and to honor our mothers. Mother's Day. Aren't you glad your mother was pro-life? If you thought about that, aren't you glad that your mother was pro-life? Just consider today, ladies and gentlemen, approximately 65 to 70 million lives have been snuffed out, taken via the Marxist Socialist Democratic Party, and the position that was taken, case was tried, Supreme Court rendered an opinion in 1973 that's given unfettered authorization for murder of about 65 to 70 million lives since 1973. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it appears that Supreme Court, according to a leaked opinion, they have ruled that the 1973 ruling that they made in 1973 to allow murder by way of abortion was unconstitutional ruling. And it allowed that ruling that allowed the unfettered murder to take place. But hey, ladies and gentlemen, those five justices that according to that document that was released, it was a draft document released. It was written in February. It was released, and it appears that those five justices that made that decision, and the decision is not final, will not be until sometimes in June when they release it as a final opinion. But ladies and gentlemen, those five justices are now being intimidated. They're trying to, the Marxist left's trying to force them to be fearful, and they're looking for just one. Because of fear, they're looking for just one that will change the vote, that will make that draft document null and void, and will keep murder by way of abortion on the books, if you will. Ladies and gentlemen, every living person, everyone that's under the sound of my voice today, we need to thank the Lord for giving us mothers that chose life rather than choosing death. As we celebrate Mother's Day, ladies and gentlemen, I want to invite our listeners to call in and tell us, give us words of praise and thanksgiving for your mother and what your mother has done and the impact she's that she have on your life. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I had a mother when my dad passed away and I was just 5 years old. She was working at a place making $26 a week, $26 a week. And ladies and gentlemen, she was still able to take care of the family, buy groceries, put groceries on the table. And she saw to it the best of her ability that we were in Sunday school and worship service each and every Sunday. There were some Sundays we were not. Why were we not in church, worship, Sunday school, some Sundays? Because we had no means of transportation. We had to depend on someone to come by, pick us up, and take us to Sunday school and worship service. But ladies and gentlemen, it was because of a godly mother that made the determination, I'm going to train my sons and daughters to love the Lord and to serve the Lord. We need to stay, ladies and gentlemen, we need to have strong families, strong mothers with faith that are strong, loving, selfless women that are training and teaching our sons and daughters to love and to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. And then in turn, as they grow up into adulthood and as they marry and as they have children, they will impact the lives of their sons and daughters with that same heritage that was passed on to them. In fact, in 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 5, the Apostle Paul said of Timothy, When I call to remembrance the unfeigned, that means unfettered, real, true faith that is in thee, which dwell first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that is in thee also. What Timothy had in his faith was transmitted from his grandmother to his mother to him, indicating a legacy of influence of mothers on the families that God had given them charge over. That's what we need in America today, perhaps more than anything else. We need that today. I believe we have Greg on the line. Greg, go over to you. Comments or questions, please.
You know, a lot of times I'll send my mom a text, and I just say, love my mama, love my mama. But mom has had such an influence on my life, and I suppose I reflect back growing up when grandmother, your mother, was still living. And I know the impact she had on your life. And I know as we came up, I can remember hearing her sing those hymns and rock back and two in the chair and then on Lake Forest Drive. And I know her life was a great impact on you. I know my mom's life has been a great impact on me. She truly fulfills that for you, that Proverbs 31:10, who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Beyond that, I'm thankful for my wife and the impact that she's had on my daughter and the impact she's had on my grandson. The legacy, the generational legacy of having a virtuous woman in the household cannot be overstated. The reality is it is immeasurably valuable. It is a price far above rubies.
Absolutely. And Greg, I'm thankful that you have said that, because mom said one of her favorite verses, 3 John 1:4, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth.
Amen. Mom sometimes calls herself a sheetrock nail. You know, when you think about a sheetrock nail, it's what holds that wall together. It keeps the sheetrock in place on the wall, but you don't see it. And oftentimes you don't know it's there. Mom, in these short 52 years that I've observed, she's never sought to be in the limelight, but she's steadily busy, steadily working, and it's steadily seeking spiritual growth in those that she teaches or works with, and seeking the best for others. And that's kind of the as you read through that Proverbs 31:10 and following, that's kind of the measure you see for this woman, that is this virtuous woman. She meets one after another of the criteria in measuring that woman. And
absolutely. In fact, Greg, that's the reason you've heard me for years call mom Miss Far Above Rubies, because the scripture is very, very clear about Ms. Far Above Rubies. And for our listeners, ladies and gentlemen, this is one of our four sons, Greg, wanting to say words of praise and thanksgiving for my wife, his mother, our great, rock in our home. And I'm thankful for mom and for her stand for Jesus. And Greg, you touched on the fact of her teaching, and she spends hours and hours and hours and hours in Bible study and preparation each week to teach a group of ladies 1 hour on Sunday mornings. And I'm thankful for her love for the Lord and for you boys and the way she has influenced your life in training. Greg, I believe we have your brother on the line, so I'll let you go. But thank you so much for calling in and sharing that praise from mom today. And I pray that you'll have a great day. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe we have Jeff on the line. Jeff, go over with the question or comment, please.
Hey, Dad, good morning. It's morning. Great to be on with you. I enjoyed the statement you made earlier where you said that, aren't you glad that your mother was pro-life? Because those that are making the debate today, they would not even have the 2 feet to stand on had they not had parents that were pro-life.
Yes.
It's interesting to see even the debate is going down the path of we overturn it, should we not overturn it, and everybody's talking about their opinions. It's murder to take a child's life, period. There is no opinion there. The Bible calls it murder. It is murder, and it's always been murder, and it will always be murder. And it's, they say, well, what for the sake of rape or incest or all these other things they bring up? And it's remarkable they bring up these points because the Roe versus Wade case itself should be overturned because she lied at the time that the case was brought before the Supreme Court. All a lie.
That's right.
So if it's all predicated just on the truth, then it should be overturned because it was not true. It was a lie and fabricated. But anyway, I digress. I love my mother, and as I think about her and hear Greg talking about her, and Greg's a brother from the same mother. You know, you hear somebody say the joke, brother from another mother. No, Greg and Glenn and Jean, brother from the same mother. And yes. I'm thankful, but Mom used Scripture when she raised us. And, you know, as a young child, I thought nothing of it when she would make statements, you know, love one another, be ye kind to one another. And she would use terms, and I thought, wow, she's smart. She uses really neat words, and, boy, it just flows out of her mouth, and it's very encouraging. And then later on in life, I realized, wait a minute, that was all Scripture. Everything she said was verse by verse on how to train a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he won't depart from it. And I think I'm getting there now. I'm getting to the old part. So hopefully I won't depart from it, right?
Right.
But I'm thankful for my mother. Not only is she beautiful inside, but she's beautiful on the outside. And she loves the Lord, and it shows in the way that she raised us. And it shows in the way that she loves her husband. And what a great example she gave to us. I've been married now 27 years. Will be this year. August will be 27 years. And she was a great example on how to love her husband and the way she loved her children and the way she loved her Lord, our Lord. And I'm thankful for that. The legacy that she leaves, I've often said jokingly that with my father, if I'd had just raised by my father, and I jokingly say this, I think I would have been spanked to death. But by having a mother, if it had been just a mother, I'd have been licked to death. So I had a clear model of truth and grace. I had a great balance, a father of pure truth, and a mother of pure grace. And I think in families today, that's what it takes, a mom and a dad to raise the children to love the Lord, but have that firm hand to say, no, son, you won't do that. And son, when you did do that and make the mistake, the mother there to brush them off, pick them back up, and set them back on the straight and narrow. And I'm thankful to have both a mother and a father who love the Lord, but most importantly right now, this weekend, to represent my mother and how much I love her, and I'm thankful for the way she raised us.
Amen. That's a good testimony, Jeff, and I'm thankful that you were able to call in. I'm looking at a note that I have used for many years in talking about mothers, and if you'll hang on a minute, I'll walk through that and then let you come
sure.
in. It's about John Wesley, and the note that I have outlined from that says, John Wesley preached over 40,000 sermons, traveled over 250,000 miles on horseback, and at the age of 83, got angry with his doctor because his doctor would not allow him to preach more than 14 times a week. At the age of 83, John Wesley wrote in his diary, I can't understand why, but there seems to be an increasing desire to remain in bed after 5:30 a.m. Where did John Wesley get this habit and his thoughts and his customs and his life? From his mother, Suzanne Wesley. He gave Suzanne Wesley, his mother, credit for all that God used him for in his preaching and his teaching and his traveling to get the gospel out. And I find that is true, and I can say this in very, very clear conscience about what I've seen in our home, our family, when you boys were growing up, and the way Mom loved you and trained you in the Word. And someone made the statement, the hand that rocks the cradle controls the world, controls the destiny of the world. And I believe that would be correct. And Jeff, it's not just with you and your brothers, but the impact in your life, also on your life, also impacted our grandkids. Tiffany and Tyler, are they available to talk about Mama?
They will be calling in later, yes.
That's
they're not
good.
They're not with me now. I'm actually in the car driving. But I don't want to make it super spiritual because everybody assumes that maybe the pastor's wife has some special potion or special formula. But it's not the case. She still hurts. She still has difficulties, and she still fights, I'm certain, with her own heart, that the Bible says that our hearts are deceitfully wicked above all things. No man can know it. However, she never showed it. And so it was almost an example in our life to see how living for Christ gave a purity and gave a demeanor that can only come from living for Christ. But she makes wonderful sweet potato casserole. And for our listeners out there, you don't know what you're missing until you've had my mom's cooking. She doesn't know how to cook for just two or three people. She cooks for an army. So I think the empty nest probably confused her, because to have the ability to cook for six people in the home versus only two people in the home, she still loves to cook for the army. And so we love having Mother's Day together, Father's Day together, and all the special events and occasions that take place. We love having them around the dinner table, and we're just like everybody else. We love to eat, and I think in the Baptist Christian world, we call that fellowship. But we love to have fellowship as a family, and we're so thankful to be here to do that.
Amen. Well, Jeff, thank you so much. We love you, and Mom loves you, and I'm sure she's listening, and I'm thankful for that.
And let me say something. My own wife, I'm thankful of 27 years, the way that she's raising our children. Amen. And to be the mother to them, I'm so thankful that it's become a mirror image. Some people say that the in-laws, they always have the mother-in-law aspect, and they always say it derogatory. I have a wonderful mother-in-law, and I'm very thankful for her and the way she raised Debbie, my wife. But I'm thankful to see my mother, the mother-in-law to my wife, how she has been just a perfect example of what a wife should be and what a mother should be. And how she has been so encouraging through the years to my own wife and our own life to be the mother that she should be to my children. And I'm very thankful that, again, this is the generations of handing down the relationship with Jesus Christ and modeling our relationship so that others can see it. They'll know the Christ that we serve because of how we serve others. And my mother has been that mother to my wife, and now my wife is the mother to my children in that same manner. And I'm very thankful for that.
It's what you call a rich heritage, a great
rich
legacy.
Yeah.
Influence of mothers.
Sure.
Thank you so much. Jeff, thank you for sharing that. God bless you. Have a blessed day. Love you so much. Thank
you. Love you too. Bye-bye.
God bless you. I believe we have Mike on the line. Mike, go over with your question or comment, please.
Hey, Dr. Youngblood. This is Mike Dykes, and I wanted to compliment my mother.
Amen. Go ahead.
First of all, she was raised, I want to thank her mother, because she was raised by Depression era mom and dad. Her dad was a World War II vet, landed in Normandy, and they gave her solid foundation. But for me, she was wise enough at a young age my father was an alcoholic and abusive, and she left him when I was very young, and she was 18 when she had me, but her good qualities is she was insanely loyal. She was tenacious, and her work ethic was above and beyond. So when in the early 80s, she worked in a man's job, making almost no money, four boys, I'm the oldest, she decided to put herself through school, become a nurse on her own. Growing up, she always would never retreat, never give up. She's always been the rock in our family. And even when she recently had uterine cancer, she never showed that she was hurting. She always showed her concern for us.
Amen.
And even, you know, I'm graduating from Conservative Theological University on the 20th of May. She supported me when I was 39 years old, wanted to go back to school. As soon as I told her I was graduating, she lives in Ohio. She immediately, without hesitation, said she's going to come down here and go to the graduation.
Amen.
So, and I'm also grateful for my wife. I've been with her for 20 years, and I'm difficult at times, and she supports me and has put up with me and helped me raise my three children. And, you know, she teaches at a Christian school, so I just wanted to call in and let you know I'm thankful for you guys at the school. I'm thankful for my mother, thankful for my grandmother, thankful for my wife.
Amen. That's a wonderful legacy, Brother Mike. I'm thankful to hear that. Thankful for your testimony and praising your wife as a mother and your mother and the influence. And again, as I've said so many times, it is the influence and a mother upon the sons and the daughters, that in turn that legacy of that influence is transmitted from generation to generation. And the Apostle Paul talked about that in Young Timothy, that his grandmother and his mother had transmitted that influence in his life of loving the Lord Jesus Christ. So I'm thankful to hear that. Thank you so much for your testimony and your sharing that with our listeners today. Have a blessed day. Thank you for calling, Mike. God bless you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
I believe we have Glenn on the line. Glenn, go over the question and comment, please.
Hey.
Good morning.
If you're letting everybody say Happy Mother's Day to the moms, I'm going to tell my mom Happy Mother's Day. She had four of us.
Yep.
She said the first two of us took her looks, and the second two took her mind. And I'm glad to be in the first two. You know, that puts us above and beyond the second two. So when someone says, "Hey, you kind of look like your mom," I feel good about that because she's very pretty. She reminded me of something. She said one of the neighbors called when I was a kid and said, "Do you know where Glenn is?" And she goes, "No, why?" She goes, "Well, I'm looking at him in the vacant lot. He's at the top of the tallest tree eating a bag of M&Ms. Well, what the neighbor didn't know is if you brought candy home, you had to share it with your brothers, okay? And there's just not enough M&Ms in the bag. There's just not. So you go to the tallest tree and you have that bag of M&Ms you didn't have to share. But eventually mom taught us how to share, you know. You cutting up even slices, and then you have the fight when mom's not looking. But she had to put up with a lot. Four boys. She's only now finding out some of the things that we got away with because the statute of limitations is up. I had to wait till I was over 50, you know, because, you know, you still don't want to get smacked in the back of the head or hear the belt coming through the belt loops for the spanking. The worst thing she could ever say is, "Wait till your father gets home." "No, no, no, no. Spank me now. Don't wait till dad gets home. That just makes it worse." There's been good times and serious times, and it's life. And she has weathered it very, very well, putting up with four boys. And she was always available to listen and to hear you out as far as whatever was going. And she'd come to us and say, "What's going on in your world?" Okay, who does that? You know, mom right. actually would ask to get into what we were up to. Maybe she was just trying to figure out if we were going to tattle on the other one. I'm not really sure about that. But we always knew it was going to be Greg's fault. So if he's listening, you know, he can call and complain to me later. It was going to be Greg or Jeff's fault because it's not my fault if we were in trouble.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you hadn't picked up yet, this is Glenn, one of our four sons. We've had Greg to call in and praise mom and talk about the influence. And we've had Jeff call in and praise his mom and talk about the influence on his life. Glenn, there was one of the occasions, and we might get you to hold it. We got about a minute and a half, and then we'll take a break for the news. And after that, we'll, if you'll hold up through the break, then we can continue the conversation until others call in. But I believe there was a time that you sent a Mother's Day card or something about you wanted to fly a green picture of a green tractor or something over the water towers in Callahan. Can you recall that and restate that?
Greg's sending me messages complaining about what I'm saying, I think. I said, to honor my mother on Mother's Day, I said, we should go back to the way it used to be. That's when you climb the water tower with a can of John Deere green paint and say, "My mom's the greatest." Okay, who's going to go up there and take it down? It'd take at least a month before they got to it. Or, you know, we can put up a billboard. Or you can hire one of those planes with a banner that says, "My mom's the greatest," you know, and just keep flying it up and down the beach, you know, where they usually advertise, and go, "Whose mom is that?" "Oh, it's Jean, Glenn, Greg, and Jeff's mom." And, you know, it's tough to even say those four names fast. Sometimes she'd call us every name and just say, "You, come here." Okay, we know. I mean, you're looking at her, but you got four boys, and all their names start with a G. That made it tough.
Yes. Glenn, if you would, hang on through the top of the hour news, and we'll be right back. We'll continue the conversation and open the lines for others to call in and share their testimony of what mom means to them. And we're talking about that because in Proverbs 31, I call mom, your mom, Ms. Far Above Rubies. So, ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dial. We'll be right back right after the top of the hour news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.